All right, so it's our virtual St. Patrick's Day party. Our friends from the United Way couldn't gather us all together today because of events beyond our control, but we're still talking to a lot of those folks whose agencies benefit from the United Way, and one of those is Mid-City Nutrition over at the Soup Kitchen. It's Alice Reeves. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, always doing well on St. Patrick's Day. You and I are both past Grand Marshals at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Love this day, and just sad that we can't be together in person.
I know, but it is what it is, and we as a nation will survive this.
We will indeed, as will the Mid-City Nutrition Soup Kitchen, but I'm assuming that life must have changed there like it has everywhere else.
Oh, yes, it has. Instead of gathering for fellowship and a meal, we are now, as the new term is, grab and going.
Uh-huh. All right. So the food is still available, but you're not able to sit together at tables.
Absolutely not. And we will not cease to serve meals.
That's good to know. You've been doing this for how long?
Well, I've only been back since November, but prior to that, I was here 23 years, and the kitchen has actually been here since 1987 in this facility.
Isn't that amazing? A facility that you outgrew a long time ago, and now you're finally doing something about it, huh?
We are. We are going to break ground this spring. Maybe late spring, but we will be breaking ground this spring.
That is awesome. That is that's really exciting, isn't it?
It is. It is exciting. It is. We need the new home. The community needs the new home, and we are really looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. The need is always there, and I hate to even speculate on what's going to happen on the other side of this crisis, but I suspect that a lot of people are going to be needing your services there.
I believe so. Like I said, we will be open. We are doing to-go meals. Our meal plans have not changed. At lunch today or at lunch every day, it will be a full hot meal. And dinner will continue to be a bowl of soup, a sandwich, and things to go with them.
I know that you had the Empty Bowls fundraiser planned for next week. That obviously is postponed or canceled?
It has been postponed, has not been canceled.
Okay.
Two different words.
Absolutely. That's why I gave you the option there. Do we have a new date for it?
No, we do not. Hopefully this spring, but as you know, we are a United Way member agency, so I am hoping that come early September, perhaps they will cut us a little slack. Since we've raised most of our money, like other nonprofits in the community, with events planned for this month or early next month. So we're looking at either very late this spring again or early next fall, but the event will go on.
Good.
We have our bowls. We have our restaurants still lined up, and we will meet at Colonial Woods, God willing, and
yeah,
the creek don't rise.
It sounds good. Alice, I know you're busy. We'll let you get back to work. If people want to connect with Mid-City Nutrition, perhaps they want to volunteer, make a donation, how do they go about doing that?
They can call 982-9261 and ask to speak with me, or they can send checks to Mid-City Nutrition Program at 2014 number 7 Holland Avenue, or they can send them to 805 Chestnut Street, Port Huron.
Fantastic.
But I am right by this phone every minute.
All right, Alice, happy St. Patrick's Day. Take care.
Same to you.
All
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.